are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Greetings. I'm Ellen Rohr. Are you intimidated by your accountant? Does it feel like going to the principal's office when you have to have a meeting with him? Or maybe your accountant is a martyr and she acts like she's doing you this huge favor to get your financials to you finally after asking for them for months and months. Well, no longer. I'm going to help you create a winning bean team, a group of accounting professionals who will help you make more money and have more fun in your business. Sound good? Well, listen up. We're going to have fun, and grow your financial empire. Once upon a time, I quit my real job. I was a restaurant manager with a good salary, benefits, and someone to cover for me when I wasn't around. And I went to work for my husband, Hot Rod, the plumber, in his contracting company. It was the dumbest decision I've ever made. It was hell. I left my steady paycheck behind and assumed financial responsibility for a sinking fast company. I was college educated. I graduated summa cum laude with a BS in business administration. The BS really stood for my approach to business. I didn't know what I was doing. I was the rookie bean counter, and I didn't know my asset from my elbow. I did not want to crunch numbers, look at spreadsheets, or confront our financial situation. I wanted so badly for a magical bean counter to wave a wand and make millions of dollars appear in our checking account. I would fume, you know, shouldn't our accountant handle the money? I don't have time to figure this out. I just didn't want to deal with the money. And that approach may have worked if we had lots of money. However, we were running out and digging a deep hole of debt. You know, this is when a really wonderful thing happened to me. Hot Rod came home with a plumbing and mechanical magazine and introduced me to a fellow named Frank Blau. He'd written an article about how much a contractor should charge. I read the article, and because I'm a pretty smart chick with a college degree, I understood the math. I followed his little budgeting exercise, but he came up with a selling price in that article that, well, it scared me, and there was no way the cheap folks in my neighborhood were ever going to pay that kind of money for a plumber. So I wrote Frank Blau a letter, and I asked him for help. But in that letter, I also spent a lot of real estate on that paper defending my current position and why I couldn't charge those prices and why I couldn't change and why that would never fly in my market area, and I certainly didn't have the time or energy to get that involved with the financials, blah, blah, blah. Well, Frank called me up, and he told me where my head was, and it was a dark place, and he was right. Sigh! When the pain of the current condition becomes greater than the fear of change, you'll change, and that's what was going on with me. I was afraid. And Frank took me under his wing, and he said, I will teach you how to read a balance sheet and a profit and loss and how to work with your accountant, your financial professionals, to start making money. And he made good on his promise, and I got smarter. You know, no one else was going to do it for me. When I finally just got so fed up with the financial worries, thank goodness Frank was there to give me some encouragement. And I took a deep breath and said, okay, I'm going to figure this out. It was my responsibility. Hot Rod was doing his part. He worked from dawn till dusk turning wrenches. It would have to be me. I was finally ready to go over, under, around, through any obstacle between me and financial understanding. I was ready. Finally.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.